I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all.
Hey friends, thanks for joining me for today's podcast. Today I want to talk about the danger of assumptions. And I remember back in high school, one of my teachers said, "The danger about assumptions and assuming is that it makes an ass out of you and me." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, this teacher just swore in class." And then I realized that they were taking the very letters of that word assume and really breaking it down into exactly what it does. And I'll let you think on that, noodle on that for a while. You do the words and letters in your head. But anyways, assuming and making assumptions about people, about situations can be so dangerous and so risky and really put us in awkward positions, and it can foster anger and frustration and judgment and bitterness and hurt and pain. And again, assumptions are, if we just think about the word, it's where we are making up a story about a situation, a person, something that we've witnessed or seen, or not seen, or not heard, or the lack of communication, the lack thereof. And we make up stories in our head to understand, to justify, to protect ourselves, to, oh, you name it. It's a way for us to connect the dots and really wrap our head around something that makes us feel uncomfortable or that we don't like. And the stories that we make up and the assumptions that we make up, typically about people or situations, are not positive. Typically, they are not positive. They are negatively driven based out of our own fear, based out of our own just the things that we deal with: anxiety, fear of rejection, fear of not fitting in, not belonging, not being a part of a group, not feeling loved or valued or worth it or worthy or feeling like you're enough. So we make assumptions based on people's behaviors, their looks, what was said or not said. And it causes us in our mind to spin out of control these stories that are fairy tales and fictional and not based on truth. So we do this to protect ourselves, to beat them to the punch, so to speak, that if I make up this story, and then it gives me reason to protect my heart, to put a distance between me and them, and to justify my reason for the distance, so that I don't have to face that rejection. I don't have to face that fear. I've put up my guard, protected my heart, protected who I am, based on the story I say and tell myself, and even probably tell others. And I've beat them to the punch by making up this lie. I was introduced to this concept not just from the word assuming and assumptions back when I was in high school, but I was introduced to this concept about storytelling and the process of making up stories in our minds about situations was from several of the books written by Brené Brown. She has absolutely amazing material and amazing resources about combating shame and really knowing worthiness and wholehearted living and just so many amazing things that really set you on a healthy path of self-reflection, getting curious, digging deep, so that we are living a life of wholeness, of joy and peace, and just in that place of healthy living, healthy connections, healthy relationships. And she talks about this concept of storytelling where we need to do that in our brain. We're wired to do that because we can't comprehend or understand the feelings or pain that, you know, the fear that plays out in our life and the pain that plays out in our life, those fears of rejection, those fears of wanting to belong and be valued, that when anything triggers that or we don't feel that, we make up stories and assumptions about people to justify us building walls and protecting our own heart and protecting ourselves from being vulnerable and from being real and from being seen. And we do it in simple moments like, I mean, this is a real, let's just get real for a second. You're walking down the hall at work and you say hello to a coworker and they don't respond back to you. They keep their head buried in their work and they don't even look up to you to say hello or acknowledge your presence or your very existence. And you keep walking and instantly, I kid you not, in a split second, you're thinking, well, what's their problem today? I know they totally heard me. I said it loud enough. What is wrong with them that they didn't say hello? What crawled up there and died? You know, we instantly go to these negative places. Well, they must be having a bad day. I don't even think they liked me in the first place. What is wrong with that person? And we keep going on and on with this story in our brain. And then the next person we see that we know, we're like, did you see so-and-so today? Have you said hello to so-and-so today? Did they respond to you? Because they didn't respond to me. They're being mean. They're being rude. Have you even talked to that person? Why are we even friends with that person? And this is the kind of crap that we spin out in our brains. These lies, the storytelling, because for some reason in our mind, we couldn't pause for a moment and truly ask ourselves, okay, maybe they didn't hear me. Maybe they're so focused on something else that's happening in their life that they really truly did not see that I walked by. They did not hear that I said hello. And instead of backtracking in our steps and walking back towards that person and saying, hey, just wanted to make sure you heard me. I said hello. How are you doing? And taking that extra moment and that extra time, we continue on our way and make up these stories and justify the person's poor response and behavior towards us. The danger with that is, number one, we've made up a lie in our head to rationalize what just took place. The second danger in that is that now we've taken up an offense and we've pulled other people into our false story and our made-up story and our lie. We've pulled the second coworker or the second person we encountered into our experience that wasn't a real experience, that wasn't based in truth and fact. And now that person is spinning their own story in their head about what a rude person that other coworker was. And before you know it, we have work environments that are toxic and full of gossip and full of rumors. And instead of teams that are operating in health and supporting each other and covering each other's backs and truly saying, you know what, I know the character of that person. That doesn't sound like them. Maybe they're just having an off day, but that doesn't sound like who they really are. Instead of having each other's backs and really getting to the truth, we cause and stir up strife within our workplaces or within our homes because we get hurt by somebody's action that we interpret as a direct offense toward us or direct hurt or attack toward us, when really all that person might have been just having a bad day. They might have genuinely not even heard us say hello. They might have had something else going on in their mind, a stressor that just even acknowledging someone else in that moment might have just tipped them over the edge. And where we could have had the opportunity to pause and say, hey, how are you doing? I don't think you heard me when I said hello the first time. Is everything okay? And making that purposeful, meaningful connection instead of assuming that that person did not want to talk to you today. We do that so often with people in our life. Somebody maybe you haven't talked to in a while. Well, I guess they don't want to be in my life. I guess they're really not my friend. And we make up the story about how they are just so busy in their life that they really could care less about fostering and building a relationship and a friendship with you. Well, screw them. I'm not going to be friends with them anymore. When what part did you play in the process? Did you reach out? Did you text? Did you say hello? Did you make a call? Did you ask to go out for coffee? Did you ask to connect for lunch? But we make up all these stories about people and situations and their responses. Sure, maybe we caught them on an off day, or maybe we haven't seen them in a long time. But being mature and operating in a healthy way in relationships means that if there was a miscommunication, means if that I did see a weird face from you when I said something, that means that I'm going to follow up with you and say, hey, you know, when I brought this up or said something, I felt, I observed like you weren't comfortable with that situation. Or did I say something that didn't sit right with you? Or did I hurt you or offend you in any way? And getting to the root of it and asking those questions, and come to find out they were frustrated by an email that just popped up on their computer at the same time that you made that statement in your team meeting. That they at the family dinner table at Thanksgiving that's coming up, or at the family dinner table at the last get together, you were talking about some amazing things that were taking place in your life. And at the exact moment you're celebrating some amazing things that were taking place in your life, their child was screaming in the other room and that's all they could hear. So they made a face that made it look like they didn't really care about your success or what was happening. And so you took it and interpreted it that way instead of realizing that they were distracted by their child in the other room. But friends, that is how simple it is, where we make assumptions and we make up stories, and all of a sudden we are driving wedges in our relationships and building walls instead of building bridges for connection and relationship. I will tell you that it takes more courage to pause in these moments. It takes more courage to be able to go directly face to face to a friend or a person that you've had an encounter with and ask questions and just to affirm that you are still in good connection, or just to affirm and confirm that they're doing okay, instead of building a wall and causing a great divide within your teams at work, within your family, within friendships, relationships, connections. It takes more courage and more bravery to be able to stay rooted and grounded in truth and not fall prey to judgment or assumption. We have to be able to catch ourselves in those moments and say, holy crap, I am making up a story again. What is the truth? What facts do I know about this person in this situation? Because if I haven't taken the time to ask how they're doing, if I haven't taken the time to make a purposeful outreach and connection with them, a text, a phone call, just to reach out, if I haven't done my due diligence to make sure that the relationship is okay, then I need to stop my mind from spinning out of control and making up a story. Because the last thing we want to do is cause more division in our teams at work, cause a greater divide or division within our families and in our household, and frustration or just all those things and emotions that can get spun out of control based on a made-up story in our brain, based on assumption. So today, my friends, if I can encourage you or challenge you with this one thing, and I will just say this, I think that with this concept, that if we can stop the storytelling, stop the assumptions in our mind, and begin to recognize when they start to play out, if we can hit the pause button, the stop button, And recognize that we're making up stuff because we don't understand the response we just received from somebody else or the lack thereof. We have to be able to recognize those moments so that we can center ourselves in the truth, center ourselves with knowing and reminding ourselves who we are, that we are operating and walking in courage, we're walking in joy, we're walking in confidence, we're walking in our self-worth and knowing our value, we're giving people the benefit of the doubt, that we trust others, that we will do the best that we can to build bridges. That is my challenge today. When our mind starts to spin out of control and wants to assume, we press the stop button or the pause button, whatever you need to do. I say stop because we do. We can't just keep allowing these things to play out, because if you press pause, you can play start again. But we need to be able to press stop and draw a hard line so that we are not putting ourselves in an emotional state that's not even based in truth. And that, my friends, is sometimes easier said than done. But if we're willing to start recognizing those moments and become curious in those moments, we can foster healthier relationships, healthier connections, and really even build deeper connections by taking moments to dig a little deeper and make that meaningful, purposeful connection to that person we just encountered. So today, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. And until next time, have a wonderful day.